This is RSBNB Update, episode 44, recorded Saturday, April 22nd, 2006. Hey everybody, Shane 1288, Pika 69, and Ansonite here, bringing you episode 44. Everybody care to say hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello there, Shane.
Hi there.
Shall we meet you again?
Yes, Trekkie. Glad to hear from you again.
Trekkie, it is
here.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, you're here.
Cousin problem.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, we were originally supposed to record this on Wednesday, but Pika was having technical difficulties, so...
As usual?
I don't think so. He's normally pretty good with his technical problems.
I usually have minor complications, but this was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Tell us about it, then.
Well, you see, my internet... My Wi-Fi connection here isn't that great, so I thought, hey, my friend has a really good Wi-Fi over at his place. So I drive over there. It's quite a distance. So I get over there later, and I'm thinking, hey, this is pretty great. He has the same mic as I, the same microphone as I do, and Skype and all that. So I get on Skype, and I type in my username and my password, and, well, it doesn't want to work. It won't log me on, and it doesn't log me on MSN either. So I'm just like, well, by the time I get back to my house, it'll be too late. So we just hung out for a while.
I see. Well, lucky you did that, because we were able to get in one more RuneScape update this week.
Yes, fancy that.
Let's start with that one, then. How about?
Okay.
The Rune Essence Adjustment. Was anybody on here except me when this actually came in?
I was on.
Well, basically what this is it divided your standard rune essence into pure essence and standard essence. You mine both types at the same mine, as you always did, you know, with those. You go talk to the wizard and then they'll teleport you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys know that routine. Anyways, you'll always get pure essence if your mining level is above 30 and you are on a member's world. Otherwise, you will get normal essence. Standard rune essence can only be used for the 6 basic runes. That would be anything below chaos. So air, mind, earth, fire, water, body. Those kind of runes, I think. I think I got them all. But, yes. So, pure and standard essence. The standard essence is a bit darker than the pure essence. So, I guess that's sort of that. Like, darker, you know? Yeah, anyways.
Yes. Sure.
Well, they say they did this because people were breaking rules 7 and 12, which is macroing and buying RuneScape gold online. So, obviously something about that there, you know, like some problem with that rule. But they always seem to find ways to, they always seem to find ways to move around these kind of questions like that. So, I don't know. But if you are on a member's world and your mining is below 30, there is a chance you will get standard essence and not pure essence, because that 30 level 30 thing is the one that determines what you get. So, yes. Anybody have any feedback on this?
It's junk.
Oh, why do you say that?
It just is. I mean, they should just go with IP ban. Probably, you know, better for everybody.
Well, there's probably lots of them doing that on dynamic IPs. And as I found out this week, if you ban the lower part of a subnet, you ended up taking out about 65,000 people.
So? Less news. I don't
know if they want to do that. So, well, that's lots of people. 65,000 people? Anyway, so...
That's like 10% of Tucson. that's not good.
No. And how I get 65,000 is 256 squared.
Yes.
Or freak. Two. I'm not a freak. Or 2 to the power of 8 to the power of 2, or 2 to the power of 16.
put that into a logarithmic
format. you can't put... Oh, you mean convert it to a log? Why would you do that? So that would be 2 to the 8 is equal to 256. So therefore, log base 2, 256 is equal to 8.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes. Okay, enough with the math talk.
We had to do that in chemistry for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Natural logs, you guys mess with those?
Something like that.
Yeah. LN?
We did a few iteration labs where we had to do that. So.
I see. So, yes. So basically two types of essence. And because of this, I did see nature prices go up a bit. And also because of this, rune essence prices, they went up to around 47 that day. I don't know what they're at today, but definitely went up a bit. So, yes.
Wait, did standard rune essence go down in price?
Well, standard is about 25 GP each.
As always.
Yeah. So. Anyways, we should be moving on to the next update called Pest Control. Trekkie, you want to read something about this?
Yes.
Pest Control, the monthly mini game is here. In this mini game, you defended this island and the Void Knight from invaders who come through portals. It's simple. If you win, you get a point. Then choose experience and a combat skill.
Well, yes. Has any of you guys been there yet?
I have.
Well, Trekkie, what'd you think of it then?
I thought it was kind of fun because I was just ranging with my crystal bow for hours and I just stand in front of the tower all day long.
Oh, yeah.
It got me a range, a prayer level too.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I completely used up my crystal bow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I like the crystal bow, but I haven't had time or put in the effort yet to go recharge it. So, anyways. But, when it came out before, it was, the experience on it when it came out beforehand was a whole lot better. You know, they had a picture of getting 600 prayer experience for one.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they drastically reduced that to about 280 after about, I don't know, I think it was probably the first hour. So, you can probably go see some of that at shane.rsbnb.com. Under the most recent updates post, I'll post a link to this post in it. But basically, yes, you can read about that there. Definitely kind of interesting.
I can see it from Jackson's point of view.
From whose point of view?
Jagex.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was playing a game, and I just saw a whole bunch of low-levels just standing around doing nothing.
So well, yeah, of course.
Why should they get free experience for standing there?
And I was on one of the bigger worlds, like 6, and I got, I was there, and I got, I was the highest level on my team, so. Put that into perspective for you. And I am level 98. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
PK, you should try this. You like Castle Wars, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's kind of, I guess. It's not that bad.
Yeah, because this is kind of like Castle Wars, except you're all on the same team fighting stuff.
Like monsters and
stuff? Big monsters that come in and stuff.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
You don't even need to move. Just stand right in front of the south gate and just wait till they come.
Yeah, and then start attacking them. And you can't die, you know? So there's really nothing to lose.
Well, I've died a couple times in there.
Well, there's nothing to lose, though, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, what would you rate this?
3.5, I guess.
I gave it 3.
Out of 5?
Yes.
I give it 5.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
I think it would have been better if we had better experience, but.
I think it would have been better with better experience, too, so. Yeah. I don't know. That's that. There's your RuneScape updates, folks. There's a new poll on RuneScape.
Wow.
What do you look for in a new weapon?
A new poll?
Yeah, a new poll that they have. Power, speed, accuracy, special attack, or appearance. Power, it will inflict more damage, 36%. Actually, these are a few days old. I should probably be reading the new ones. Let me just log in for a second and pull those out as I type in my very, very long password.
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Then what is it?
If I were to tell you, then Chucky would know.
I don't care. Shane's account is not worth hacking.
This is very true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, I passed you in total
level. We're not worth hacking.
Pika, I passed you in total level this week.
But you're still 98 and I'm 107.
Enough of that. Anyways, what do you look for in a new weapon? What's the most important thing? Power, it'll inflict more damage. Speed, it'll hit very quickly. Accuracy, well, we all know what accuracy is. Special attack, appearance. I want my weapon to look cool. The first one, power, has 37%, followed by speed at 15%, accuracy 24%, special attack 8%, and appearance 13%. I don't know. What would you guys vote on that one?
Appearance.
Really?
It has to look cool.
Yeah, I guess. But I voted for speed.
Me too.
That too. That'd be my second choice.
Yeah. Because we all know that the whip is really quick, but nothing can beat the speed of, like, darts, you know? Darts.
Or, like, that one thing.
Knives?
No.
Throw knife?
The Great Axe.
The Great Axe?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
It's very slow.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Very
battle axes are slow and two-handers are slow.
Two-handers are good, though.
Gotta get the old battle axe out of the garage. Anyways. Just take vote on that poll. Should we draw your attention to the RSB&B poll now? Has any of you guys seen that?
I have. No.
Yes.
What would you sleep in on RuneScape? 35% say the birthday suit.
Yeah, I voted my ghostly robes.
I voted ghostly robes too.
Let me get to it here.
It's on our main site, rsbnb.com.
I'm going. Let me see. Page is loading as we speak.
Okay.
What would you sleep in on RuneScape?
Yes.
I wouldn't sleep in any of that.
Oh, what would you sleep in then?
In the nude.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's it. Right there.
Okay.
I'd go with ghostly robes. Because then people can, like, see me.
Yeah.
You can see I can see stuff.
Mm-hmm. We should be moving on to questions now.
No, we shouldn't.
Yes, we should, because I have to be gone in 40 minutes.
This is true. Shane has to go somewhere. Where are you going, Shane?
I'm going out.
Out where?
Out for... Out for dinner.
Dinner at 2 in the afternoon.
No, not 2. 4:30.
Oh.
4:30 time. Anyways.
Where are you eating dinner at?
A little Italian place called the Olive Garden, you know? That?
Ooh, that place is pretty good.
Yes.
I must say, I envy you now.
So that is why we must be moving on to questions.
Okay, anyways.
Read the first one.
Do you think Dragulis is trying to quote-unquote dumb down RuneScape? Example, pathetically easy quests, snakeskin armor, and the like. To encourage lower level players to become members, or are they just trying to make the game fair for anyone?
That's from
Mention.
That's from Mushroom Queen.
Mushroom Queen, of course.
Yes, yeah, from Mushroom.
Anyways, I believe that RuneScape is dumbing it down because of stupid players and little newbies who they want the $5 a month from. It's all about money. It's not about quality anymore.
Yes. Yes, if you take a look at that blog post on shane.rsbnb.com, that's what I meant to mention.
Yes.
The most recent updates, it's called. If you take a look at them, all but like 9 out of 10 of them have been geared at lower level people. So, yes, that's what I kind of think. So, I think this is a pattern that we definitely see. What do you think, Trekkie?
No comment.
No comment?
Trek is a newbie who likes these quests.
So?
That's why there's no
What's
comment.
What's wrong with that? I do my quest, so what?
I do the quest too.
Newbies.
No.
I only do quests that require great skill.
So like Recipe for Disaster you did?
It's in progress.
Okay. So, Pika, you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
I agree. Trekkie says no comment. Thank you, Mushroom Queen.
MQ.
Be right
back.
Trekkie just excused himself, so... I'll read this one. Or maybe Pika wants to read it.
No, you can read it.
Okay.
I'm not of great enough stature to read this one.
Okay. I am learning HTML and nearly ready to move on. I was thinking of JavaScript, which I know a little bit about. But what would you suggest? I'll be mainly using it for my website. However, I'd like a career in programming. And this is more aimed at Shane rather than Pika, as I want a sensible answer. That is from Stabo 2.
That's a stab in the heart right there. Ow.
So, yes.
Now I'm going to go like Black Myers and cut my wrists open.
No, that Pika. No.
I'm going to turn emo now.
Yeah. So, answer to this question? If you're wanting to move on to something that's simpler, like you're done with HTML and you want to move something that you can work with to develop later on, don't do JavaScript. Please don't. If you're wanting the career in programming, I'd say you'd probably want to go to actual Java, not JavaScript, Java or C++. Java or C++ if you want a career in programming. But if you're looking for something to use on your website, I'd highly advise learning PHP, which is a scripting language for websites. I'll post links to all of the stuff that I've mentioned here in the notes. So, C++ or Java if you're looking for a career in programming, or just if it's just for your website, PHP.
Yes.
Does Pika agree?
Yes, I agree thoroughly.
Thank you, Stabo.
That's my sensible answer.
Okay.
I agree.
Pika, you want to read this one?
Do you think Jagex has been neglecting some of the RuneScape's other skills? Recently, there have been a lot of quests that give off combat stats moreover than other skills like agility, herbalore, or even thieving. I know that they have a whole Berg de Rot
minigame.
Yeah, I hate that name. I kind of want to give it a French accent, but I'm not quite sure.
It is French, actually.
Berg de Rot minigame.
That translates to City of Rot.
Which gives minigame, which gives experience to one skill. But are other people going to waste 20 minutes doing one round just to get 3K experience in a skill? It's only 3,000?
Yep.
What? Not to mention to the recent release of Pest Control minigame, only directed at combat. Really nice. With Jagex leaving us at a standpoint and no real minigames directed at these left-out skills, it leaves me asking, what does Jagex plan on doing with them? And that's from Thief 18954. Jagex doesn't really care. They just want money.
Well... Yeah, that's true. Once you get to a certain critical mass in a corporation, you know? I think that's true with all corporations, is they just lose the point of caring. That's why open source is so good. So, but what do you think a neglected RuneScape skill would be?
Fire making.
Okay.
Fire making, yes.
I was thinking more along the lines of ranged. That hasn't been updated since... Well, they got some new things, but that hasn't received any major updates since the beginning of RuneScape. So...
This is true, Shane.
Yes.
This is very true.
And firemaking, too. I was doing some firemaking the other day. I decided it would be simpler if I could just throw all my logs onto one big bonfire, you know?
That's very true.
So why can't we have big bonfires, you know, and cook the people we kill in the wilderness and all that kind of stuff. Turning RuneScape into cannibalism.
Cannibalism is actually pretty cool. No, because the best way to get protein is from the closest source to humans, such as human flesh.
Okay, enough on cannibalism.
It's quite healthy and somewhat natural, but not really.
Okay. Actually, if you cannibalize, you could actually risk dying from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there is this one tribe somewhere that would eat the brain, the brains of the deceased. And what happens is they had kuru, which was a form of mad cow, and that it would be in the people's brains. And when you eat that, the little protein things influence the other thingies in your brain and make little holes and crap. It makes you have schizophrenia. Anyways, okay. So don't eat the brains of people, okay?
Okay.
Just eat. Oh, and the most tender part would be that little muscle right under the thumb. That's very tender right there. I'd suggest that piece.
Okay.
Yes. Back to the question.
Guys, do not go to Pika's house.
No.
Oh, come on, I'm harmless.
Yes, he is harmless.
In the daytime.
Okay.
Alright, so what's next?
Awkward silence.
Yeah, what does Jagex plan on doing with them? Nothing? These two skills we mentioned? I think nothing? I don't know.
Okay, I got nothing right now.
Yeah, I don't see them doing anything. So.
Well, that's because they don't really care what you want.
Yeah.
They only care what little newbies want.
I got a story in Tech News about this, so.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, thief. Tracky, you can read this next.
What is your... Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah, read the next one.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Spit it out.
What is your position on the reward hits money scheme? Do you think it's a great big scam for sucking money, or is it good? They never pay you, and I believe nothing comes for free. Unless you find 3 mine runes at Lumby Castle, Panda 200X.
Okay, that's the end of that one.
What exactly is he talking about?
You know those reward hits websites that people have in their signatures? You click it, and then eventually they build up money and stuff, and they're supposed to get paid?
Yeah.
Isn't that like just a scam for advertising, because you don't actually get paid?
Yes.
I don't know. I never do anything with those because I just feel I'll never get paid. Because if it's follow the good old motto, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. You know,
there's no such thing as free lunch.
Exactly, nothing in the world is free.
Water is free.
Well, yeah, if you want murky water.
Dirt is free.
Uh huh. Air is free.
Yeah, that's true. The government hasn't taxed us on air yet. So just be happy
they
about
will.
That.
They will.
What are gas prices in Arizona?
Oh, God. Yesterday, I paid $2.79 a gallon. That's killing me.
How really? Many? Yeah. What about in San Francisco there?
It's like $2.94 or so.
Oh, my God.
Probably a little bit less.
Wait, regular unleaded?
Yeah.
Oh,
so what was Pika's price?
I think
$2.79.
$2.79, $2.94. I don't know what mine is, because it's about $1.03 a liter. Does anybody know how many liters are in a gallon?
About 2.5.
3.69.
Really?
I think. Never mind. Jeff.
It can't be more than 3.
Jeff on RSBNB worked it out earlier that it costs about $3.90 per gallon Canadian for a gallon of gas. Where
oh
I am.
God.
That's just that, a S.
That hurts.
Yeah. Considering I live in oil-rich Alberta.
Well, yeah, but do they drill the oil, or is
yes,
there like...
Yes,
then where's all the oil going?
I don't know.
I like how... Guys, you realize that we could just drill oil in Alaska and have, like, $1 a gallon gas, but oh no. Can't do that. There's some moose up there we can't kill. they can't put a little pipeline across because it kills all the animals, you know.
Yeah, it's annoying,
pathetic.
Isn't it?
It is.
That's the American way of life.
It's the American way. Save animals and spend $10 a gallon on gas.
No, don't mess with our land and mess with someone else.
No, shut up. This isn't political talk show, okay?
I just found something. Liters to U.S. gallons times by 0.26. I don't know if that's right.
So like 3 point something?
Well, it says times by 0.26 going from liters to gallons. You guys get it in U.S. gallons, right?
Yeah, I'd hope so. A gallon's a gallon.
I don't know. I'll work this out later, but expensive. So yes. Final question, Pika, you want to read this one?
Oh, this is from our little friend. How would you rank the new minigame compared to such classics as Castle Wars? Do you think it will become legendary or forgotten in a few weeks? And that is from PFK99s.
Yes.
I haven't played it, but it sounds pretty good, so I'd rank it pretty high. But I say it might be left out because you just get 3,000 experience.
No, that's the Berg de Rot one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The experience is actually worse.
How much is it?
The combat experience one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this one is a pretty, pretty bad one. Let me just pull it up here, what it says it is on here. Let's see, pest control minigame. They have a picture of what it was. And if Fagex images would load. Oh, they appear to have removed that picture with a good amount of XP. So, well, you get about 280 prayer experience or 2K magic experience or 1.1K magic experience. I have no idea, but yes.
Either way, it's not that great. But I think it'll be somewhat used, but not as much as Castle Wars by any standards. Mm-hmm. But I still say Castle Wars is quite superior.
Yeah, I think Castle Wars, because you're actually fighting people, you know?
Castle Wars is just like what RuneScape is all about.
Yes.
I mean, Castle Wars is just amazing.
Yeah, so.
The ability to PK without the risk.
I see.
Too bad you can't high elk in there anymore.
Mm.
Or can you?
No.
They changed that a long time ago.
I know, I used to high elk in there all the time. That's why I got my magic up.
Yeah.
I just fletch and high elk everything.
Yep.
I was such a loser back then.
Ah, 1 U.S. gallon equals 3.78 liters.
Really?
So, $1.03 times 3.78 gives you about $3.89 for a gallon of gas Canadian.
Oh my. How many American dollars is that?
I don't know.
Probably
expensive,
more than
like $5.
Oh my god!
So,
pretty.
It's expensive here.
That hurts.
Yeah, it's probably because you guys get your gas from the Middle East.
Actually, surprisingly, I don't think we get that. I don't think we really get that much from South East. I think we get like the majority of it from like South America.
I don't know.
So, I think we get a lot from like Ecuador or somewhere like that. Somewhere.
Well, that's interesting.
Somewhere down there.
Either way, it's always expensive.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Shall we move on to tech news?
Sure.
Well, actually, did we give that guy an answer about his question?
Which one?
PFK99s.
I think we kind of did.
Okay, so.
Kind of. He gets the point.
Yeah, it'll be forgotten probably.
He or she. Is it a guy?
I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure. I'm assuming.
PFK99s, are you male or female? Please contact Pika or myself with this answer.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So we can correctly identify him or her.
It'll become forgotten, I think. So. Anyways.
Probably.
Thank you. On to tech news. A new Linux distribution is continuing onward with development.
Yay!
It's not oversimplifying, but it does provide a better menu and help system. It's just really amazing if you look at the screenshots of it. Take a look at these. Like, it's using the Evolution 17 desktop environment. Looks really, really... what's the word I'm looking for?
Revolutionary?
Yeah, it's revolutionary. Take a look at it. It's really, really nice. It's a really nice GUI. And it is Debian-based, so that's always good. So, this is just another one of those Linux distributions out here. They have a nice CD cover and artwork. Yeah, you like that?
Ooh, You know, my friend Nick, he had, a skin like this on his Vista Beta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it looked just like this. It was amazing.
Can you get him to get me a Vista Beta invite, please?
Why?
Sure, if you want it for it, he just has it.
Okay, we'll end that talk there.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay, so just take a look at this and download the live CD if you want to try it out, but definitely...
Oh, is it free?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it just looks really, really nice if you look at it, so...
I think so.
It's Linux, so as long as it looks, as long as it works, you know, we should be okay.
So if you're familiar with Windows, it's kind of the same setup?
Well, yeah, Linux, if you have a Windows environment, it's pretty much the same. The only hard parts about Linux are actually installing software, getting drivers, and hardware compatibility. So, hardware compatibility, drivers, installing software, printing, networking. Those things are kind of tricky if you're new to Linux, so you could take a look at that.
Well, I got internet working on Linspire.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of tricky. It was.
You still have Linspire installed?
Oh, no. It worked out when I reformatted, but I have the disk around here somewhere.
Yeah. You might try it again. Who knows?
I might.
That was that. You can take a look at these screenshots. I never did get around to getting the live CD and testing it out, but that would be something I want to do soon. Next piece of news. Are you familiar with the Infiniti brand of car?
Yes.
Are they any good?
They're okay.
Expensive.
They're decent.
Yeah, they do look expensive, don't they? Anyways, the new Infiniti G5 will be getting a 9.5 gigabyte hard drive. They say you can rip CDs to it. But 9.5 gigabytes ain't that big. When you consider an iPod is like 60 gigs or even 30 gigs, you know?
Mine's 30, so...
Yeah, so 9.5 ain't that much, but...
Yeah.
It'll be big for some people. It's like, you know, it could be big for me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you don't listen to music.
Exactly, that's why it would be big for me.
That's why you're boring.
No, thank you. Anyways... The car packs a 300 horsepower engine, high-end Bose sound system.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You get I like the Bose sound system. That's pretty nice.
Person says that he's not an expert by any means, but hard drives generally aren't designed for fast-moving vehicles with constant vibrations.
What if it's like a flash memory?
Well, yeah, a flash memory would be a whole lot better because there's no moving parts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if one of those flash memory sticks a gig, so... They're good. Anyways, they get an A for effort. The car will be available in November.
That's pretty cool, though.
You can take a look at the pictures of these. It looks pretty neat inside. So, take a look.
Is this still a concept car, or is it for actual production?
Available in November.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just an addition on their G35 model. I don't know what the price on one of those would be. Any ideas?
Too much.
Come on, guess.
What?
Guess the price.
I'd say 40.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not a car person.
I'm not sure.
Not Infinities. I'm not quite sure what they usually sell for. I'd say this one goes for about 35 to 40,000.
Yeah, probably somewhere around there.
American dollars.
Yeah. Anyways, so take a look at this. It has some nice pictures, and if you're in the market for a car, think about this one. Would you buy a car from me?
No.
I'll give you a really good deal.
I'd buy
you.
I'd buy you a Scion.
A what?
A Scion.
What's that?
S-C-I-O-N.
Scion. I have no idea what that is.
Stupid Canadians. I don't know anything.
So what would it be then?
I'll buy you a Volkswagen.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I'll buy you like a Volkswagen Jetta. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Anyways, next piece of tech news. The long-awaited Google Calendar came out last week.
Yay.
The online calendar lets you set appointments, reminders. It's pretty much as good as Outlook Calendar. I was using that last year.
Uh-huh.
I've got my calendar going on this. You can create public and private calendars, import from Outlook and iCal. You can check it out at calendar.google.com. You can also set it to, if you're in the U.S., you can set it to send you a notification about an hour at predetermined time before your event, you know?
Yes.
And it can send you a notification to your phone.
Does this cost money?
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
What's your phone company?
I have Singular.
Okay.
Singular
AT&T, I guess.
Yeah, because Singular bought AT&T okay. Wireless.
What's your phone number? No?
Well, if people didn't know what city I had lived in, then they wouldn't know my area code, and I'd probably just give it to you, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need your phone number then.
Yeah.
But check it out, calendar.google.com.
I need
like
to buy
it.
A new phone anyways.
What are you going to get?
Maybe a Razor, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah,
something cool like that.
Those actually look nice, you know?
I don't like the Razor.
No?
No.
Why?
It doesn't feel like a cell phone anymore.
Oh, shit. Is that your phone?
Somebody's ringing.
Not me. Must have been tricky. But basically,
sorry, house phone.
Okay, if you go around, if you click on your calendar, you can drag around, and then you can set a event by just dragging around, then something will pop up. As day, week, month, next 5 days, agenda view. You can print, of course. It's just a really, really neat calendar. You should go have a look at this. But you do need a Google account for it.
So guess who has one?
You do, hey?
I got one from you, Shane.
Yeah.
So,
you updated your email address and your profile, so we won't need to say that email, but...
Of course not.
I don't know. So, I like this calendar thing. Let's just set your time zone. So, I don't know. It's a good piece of Google technology, and it is in beta. Gmail is actually still in beta, too, so... Yes. If you need a Google account, contact me on RSBNB by sending me a PM on the forums, and I will get you a Google account. So, yes.
For a nominal fee.
Oh, no, free. Free, of course.
Okay, we best be getting on to rants.
Okay, read up on rants. Who wants to read this first one?
I'll
Drake again. Yeah,
okay.
This game is getting more and more for younger kids by second. Jackex, you just added a rage and age requirement to the game, and now you start adding things that only kids age 3 to 7 can appreciate. Sorry? What? Xenaris? However you say that.
Xenaris
looks straight out of a Cinderella book. Palador looks more like an enchanted, magical castle. And now here is the Easter Bunny. I don't believe in Santa Claus. I don't care what Halloween is about. I just want to play the game. I actually went and got the stupid magic ring because everybody called me a noob, but I didn't tell them I didn't have the thing. LOL, you're so noobish you can't even get the magic ring. LMFAO.
Ha ha ha. LOL.
And then it says, sorry if I offended anyone who celebrates and appreciates these holidays.
I am offended. I think that the ACLU should file suit against this person because this person is against Santa Claus.
Really?
That's offensive.
Santa is real.
Santa is real.
Okay, then.
He sure gets manically depressed.
Alright, so, but it does have a point. Since when is Zanaris, since when do you have blue ground, you know?
When you paint it blue?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
It was kind of, like, weird before, but when they changed it, it's just kind of, like, awkward.
Over the top.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of iffy, ain't it? So, eh, I don't know. Like, this guy seems to have a few problems. What do you think?
He has, like, some sort of mental disorder. Let's give him a lobotomy. He won't bother us anymore.
Well, yeah. Aren't you Sigmund Freud?
No, I'm Dr. Freeman. I give lobotomies.
Okay. What is a lobotomy?
It's where they take a little metal pick and they insert it above your eye in the orbital whatever thing.
Orbital.
It's called an orbital
occipital?
Lobotomy. No, orbital. It's okay. Anyways, it goes through your eye socket into your brain and they mush it around in there and it interrupts the neural connections between your prefrontal cortex and the rest of your brain. So you're just basically left there as a vegetable. You can't really do much.
After?
Well, most people can't. Some people can still function.
Okay, then.
Most people are incapable of social function in regular society, so it's not that good.
I see.
The amazing things you learn in psychology.
Yes. So, but do you think that these updates have been geared toward little kids too often?
Of course,
now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little kids with parents who have credit cards. That's all it's for. That's all they go for.
Okay. Next rat.
There are so many auto miners. It's nowhere near fair enough for the players who actually put effort into these games. What is happening? Take a look at what I've devised. 1. Auto miners get the accounts banned. So what do? They make another account. 2. They are ruining the economy. Who cares? Take a look at Law Runes. Use and other items. The humble Law Rune used to cost 1,000 GP. Now, you're lucky to get 300 GP or more. Well, that's because there's a Law Talisman. Not because of auto miners. Anyways, and use. Used to be 300 each. Now they range from 150 to 250.
Correction about that. They have probably ranged now from 270 to about 295. And 300 at a high point.
I've never seen them for 300. I've always seen 250.
Really?
I've always seen 250.
Take a look in the Fletching form right now.
I always see 250 on the game.
Oh, okay.
In-game.
Okay.
Like here. Anyways. And 3. They are irritating. Take a look at the rune shop in Varrock. Do you notice an amazing number of noobs who are all level 3 looking the same and have rune picks? Well, technically they can't wield rune picks.
That's right.
So, whatever. Or maybe, this is the worst in my opinion, you have a woodcutter, and every U you go to is already being ravaged by, you guessed it, a 5 or 6 auto miners. What? This is stupid. Why would an auto miner or woodcut?
I think it's auto woodcutter.
Yeah, okay, anyways. All helping themselves by using their rune axes and leaving your character to try to scramble a few logs. We need to sort this out. Autoers are ruining my life, the game, and fun for even the point of playing. We need to ban the IP instead of banning the account. I need your support. Soon I'll take a list of supporters and claim that and we will claim what Jagex intended. Thanks, everyone, and I think that everyone who disagrees uses auto miners themselves.
Yes. You want to know my idea on this?
This is like a communist manifesto. It's like, hey guys, band together.
Oh, that guy sounds like a Hitler or something.
Yeah, he's like little Karl Marx.
Okay.
Anyway, so like, yeah, I remember in the fishing guild, there's like a level 3 in their fishing sharks, but that's just because they don't want to train combat.
Yeah, that's
it's
perfectly
not that
fine.
It's not that they're autoers, they just don't really care about combat.
Mm-hmm. You know what my idea is?
Killing outside the cities.
Yeah, you remember back in the day, like even before me, you used to be able to kill people when you weren't in a city?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should bring that back.
Well, yeah, because back in RuneScape 1, or RSC, you could duel people anywhere.
Yeah. Did you have to click duel on them, or did you just attack them?
No, you had to accept the duel.
Oh.
But, and if you died...
So you couldn't just attack them then?
Yeah, you can't just randomly attack them.
Oh, okay. I thought that's how it was, but I think being able to just attack people outside of cities would be a perfect addition, you know?
I'd be scared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why would you be scared?
Because I'm a 107 with no real skill.
But I stay in the city, so what do I have to be scared about?
I pretty much stay in the city.
That's why you're only, like, not even 100 combat yet.
Oh, I don't care about combat. How many times do I have to say that?
Noob.
Oh, God.
Anyone under 100 combat is stupid, duh.
Really?
So that's about half our staff, then?
Yes, they're all useless.
So that's about, let's see, that's Jeff, Lance...
yes, get rid of them all. We don't
Hulla,
need them.
Brad, Chris, Southrend, me...
Later, guys.
No,
we don't need you.
So, yeah, I like that idea of killing. So, yes. Shall we do what have we been on doing on that RuneScape game?
Yeah.
Okay, what have you been doing? We'll start with Trekkie.
Killing Dusty. Dust Devils.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's your combat level?
114.
Really?
Any chain yet?
No.
That's because I'm going to get it.
I've already used up like 200 sharks already.
Wow.
I still have 11k to go.
I don't think you'll get one.
I know. Good combat experience.
Oh yeah, I guess. So
11k sharks to use up, so.
What's
I already got like 10 half keys already.
Oh really? Are they loops, teeth? What are the majority of them?
Loops. Only got one teeth.
Oh really? That's strange. So yes. What's Pika been doing?
I don't really remember.
Have you been on at all?
I got the ring.
Oh yeah.
That turns you into an egg.
I see. What about the emote?
Yeah, I got that too.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat. So.
I was killing something. I don't remember. Oh, moss giants.
I see.
Yeah, I was killing those, and then I decided that I could just take a fire staff with me, because I can just alk all the stuff that I get, because they drop nature runes.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't take much damage, so I could just stay there forever.
Yeah. I've been doing quite a bit on that game. Ranging from, let's see, first of all, I've got an 89 Fletching. Yes, 89 Fletching.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
I've gotten 64 Fire Making. I've got I don't know. I've gotten 82 Magic. And I've gotten 70 Herblar.
Yes.
And as a result, I've overtaken Pika in total level.
Yay.
Yeah, if you guys want to see my bank, you can go to the forums and see it.
See how poor he is?
I'm not poor.
Yes, you are.
People say I've got one person rated my bank 10 out of 10.
Mine's better.
That's because you're the boss and he's trying to kiss ass.
What?
Because I'm the boss and he's trying to kiss ass.
Well, yeah. Who left 10?
Let's see.
Was it Steph?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
No. Somebody else.
They're just trying to flatter you.
Let's see. Who was it? Thom.
Who's that?
Some guy on the forums.
Cool. We love you.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's interested in buying an Easter egg... Or 20,000 chaos runes. Contact me.
Okay.
You want to buy the egg?
No. Wait, how much?
3.2.
I might.
Okay. Yeah,
actually.
And I have two berets I want to get rid of too, probably.
Hmm.
So, trade it in for trade it in for like a thingamadooey. Trade it in for a calf. So I guess that's pretty much it. Or anybody else have anything I want to say?
No.
Don't auto. No.
Don't auto. Don't auto. Okay, later.
Yeah. So, are we done?
I guess so.
All right. Later. Episode 44. Down the way. All done. See you, everyone.
Hey, cool.